Yo, what's up? Welcome to The Shit List, your Patreon exclusive show where I, Blessing, Addie O'Age Jr., I go online, I find a top 10 list, and I bring it back to Tim, Ma, fucking Geddes, and no Barry Courtney on the ones and twos, which is why we're recording this from Station 5, but we do have a banger list for you, patreon.com/kindoffunny.
Really excited. I don't know what this one is.
Yeah, I hopped it up for you a little bit right before Games Daily, because I was looking for a list. I didn't have one this morning, and as soon as I went to thegamer.com, they hit me with gold.
Oh, okay.
The 10 best Nintendo remakes of all time.
Nintendo remakes.
Nintendo remakes. This is published by Dominic Allen 18 hours ago.
18 hours ago. I love this because, of course, it opens up with what qualifies as
exactly
a remake. I will start by saying Super Mario All-Stars.
Mm.
One of the OG video game remakes to ever exist. Utterly phenomenal collection of Mario 1, 2, and 3, and the original 2 from Japan,
mm-hmm,
all in the graphic stylings of the Super Nintendo as opposed to the original Nintendo. All new music, or remade music, all the same songs. Incredible collection.
Is that number one?
It should be.
Yeah.
It should be.
It's hard to think of something. It's hard for me to think of another Nintendo remake that is as iconic as that. It's hard for me to think of another remake, honestly, in general, that is as iconic, right? Like, when you're talking about the best remakes of all time, like, things like RE2 come to mind, and Final, mm-hmm, Fantasy VII Remake and stuff like that. But when you're talking about something that set the standard, that set the tone of what remakes could be, and what a remake that I think even introduces a wider audience in a bigger and better way, I mean, Super Mario All-Stars did that.
Yeah. Right?
Especially when you package them all in that same art style, in, mm-hmm, that same package, and then the fact that it was lumped in with Super Mario World and so many people had access to that. Like, that was basically I forget if that came out at launch. I don't know if that was
No. That was way, way, way after launch. Yeah. And the All-Stars Plus World was, like, even further after launch.
That was a marquee title.
Oh, yeah. And I got my Super Nintendo way, 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 way late. Like, I think I got it in, like, 1996 or 7 or something like that.
Mm.
And it came bundled with Mario All-Stars Plus World,
yeah,
which is my cart that I have at my desk now, signed by Miyamoto, which is the coolest thing in the world.
Hell yeah. So the thing that came to my mind immediately was Link's Awakening.
Oh, that's an excellent answer.
That one is like the one that before I even thought about, because I did not think about Mario All-Stars before this, that was the one game where I was like, oh, okay, for me, that was the marquee Nintendo remake, right? I think it might be the modern marquee Nintendo remake when you're talking about the Switch and what that brought to that, right, in terms of the different art style and the cool, unique, cute look that they brought to that game.
I don't know that people are going to think of Mario All-Stars as a remake, even though it definitively is.
Yeah.
But the fact that this is Nintendo remakes, like, if this was just the best remakes of all time, I don't think All-Stars would make the list.
No?
But Nintendo remakes, it definitely will. I think Metroid Prime Remastered is probably, if this was 8 hours ago, it's probably going to be on the list. But that's a weird one.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing, right? I think you also have, well, I forget what they called it. Another Metroid 2 remake wasn't the Nintendo official one.
Oh, Samus Returns.
Samus Returns.
Yeah.
Does that come in and take the Metroid spot?
Or do they
even treat it that way?
They should. Oh, Metroid Zero Mission. Which is incredible. Metroid Zero Mission is one of my favorite Metroid games ever. It's a remake of the first game, and it's just so much better. It solves all the problems of the original game. There's new content. You get to play as Zero Suit Samus. I absolutely love it. I can't wait till they add it to Switch Online.
So
I hope that they will.
We got Mario All-Stars, Link's Awakening, Metroid Prime Remastered, Metroid Samus Returns, Metroid Zero Mission. I don't think all those Metroids are going to make it in. I don't think maybe Zero Mission and Samus Returns.
Yeah, probably.
Unless they really want to push it and get remastered in there, because Prime Remastered was excellent.
It's excellent, but it's not a remake, but it kind of is. This is where things get a little weird. But, like, the other thing, too, is there's the Metroid Prime Trilogy on the Wii. They're technically just ports.
Yeah.
But, like, they're very, very enhanced ports that, like, completely improve the experience, especially, mm-hmm, remastered. So, I don't know.
One I'll throw in there, speaking of Zelda, Ocarina and Majora's Mask on 3DS.
See, all the 3DS games, there are other ones for me that I'm like, I would definitely call them more remasters than remakes.
Okay.
Because whether it's Star Fox 64 or the two Zeldas, or even like Mario 64 DS.
Mm-hmm.
Like, all those are enhanced in a lot of ways, but, like, not enough to be fully remade, I would say. But potentially.
Yeah.
Because it's a top 10 list.
Because, like, Ocarina, the 3DS version, I know a lot of people talk that up as, oh, this is the version to play if you're going to play Ocarina in a modern time.
But a lot of that is just because of the fidelity,
yeah,
of it. It's not so much anything else. Like, it's not. And, like, people do like the gyro controls for it. What are we missing? They're like
for Nintendo remakes. Has there ever been like a remade Donkey Kong? Wait, what about Donkey Kong 90, was it 94?
No, that's a new game. Okay. That's just an original. But yeah. Oh, Pokemon. Heart Gold, Soul Silver, yeah. Fire Red, Leaf Green.
Yeah. You honestly could make a top 10 Pokemon remake list if you wanted to.
That's funny. I mean, there would be a lot of thought there. I mean, I feel like actually it's a pretty obvious list. I will say Pokemon Let's Go Pikachu and Eevee get, I think, too much hate.
Because I like those games.
They're dumbed down, they're simplified with the goal mechanics of catching, and I get that it's not for everybody, and there's no breeding, there's not a lot of the more complicated stuff in that game, but I stand by the art style of Pokemon Let's Go Pikachu and Eevee is the closest Pokemon's ever been to the original vision of, like, the concept art of those games.
Mm. All right, so we got a lot of the main franchises.
I mean, let's think about Smash Brothers, right? Go through the roster. We obviously talked about Mario.
Yeah.
Which there's only been All-Stars. Like, we haven't had a Mario remake besides that. Yeah,
like, the 3D All-Stars wouldn't really... Like, those are all remasters / ports.
Yeah.
Galaxy
2. When are we going to get 64 remake?
God, I hope soon. I hope we get it. Because, like, the Odyssey tease was such a... Oh, I really want this. Like,
yeah.
They did this to me, honestly. Like, getting to the end of Odyssey and realizing kind of what they're building to there was such a fucking, like, damn, you all really could do this if you wanted to kind of moment.
Yeah, Mario Kart, there isn't a remake, but there was an argument in a dumb listy way where I'd be like, Mario Kart 8, with the amount of remade tracks from the past, like, I love the new versions of those tracks in Mario Kart 8 Deluxe, where we get the flippy-dippy, like, anti-grav and the jazz remix song tracks and stuff. Like, yeah. I just don't think they'll count it.
So going through the Smash franchises, right, like, we already got Mario, we already talked about Donkey Kong, there's... Whatchamacallit, F-Zero, there's Earthbound. I don't think either of those have any remakes.
No, Yoshi, no remakes.
Yoshi. I had another one in mind. Oh, Star Fox. Oh, yeah, you mentioned Star Fox already. I guess technically.
Star Fox is funny because I hope we see Star Fox 64 on the list.
Yeah.
Because it technically is a remake of...
I'll write it down.
Of the Super Nintendo version. It's a different game, but it is the same game. Mm-hmm. Star Fox just does the same shit over and over and over. And... gets progressively worse.
And then you get into, like, Fire Emblem.
Oh, Fire Emblem's had... it's had a couple remakes at this point. And they were very good.
Mm-hmm.
My pick would be Shadow Dragon, which is the remake of 1 that was on DS. Because I didn't really love the Tales... No, what was it called? Axilia? I don't even remember. I didn't like the remake of the other Fire Emblem that came out on 3DS.
Mm. It's hard to think of anything else. When I think of more Smash characters, right? Like, shit like Wii Fit Trainer comes to mind, right?
Yeah.
Like, I'm sure there's plenty of other Sword characters.
Punch Out. Kirby.
Xenoblade got a remaster?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then Kirby. Yeah, what was up with Kirby?
Kirby's had a bunch of remakes. I wouldn't necessarily, like, say any of them are like, well, Return to Dreamland. Probably Kirby Return to Dreamland.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think we're working with a pretty solid list.
Yeah. All right, let's get in there.
All right, let's get in there. Of course, right now, based on just what we've written down here, I'm expecting, like, a lot of Metroid and a lot of, maybe, like, quite a bit of Zelda, depending. But then, yeah, Mario All-Stars, maybe a few Pokemon entries, and then, yeah, Fire Emblem, Shadow Dragon, and Kirby Return to Dreamland, and Star Fox. There's a lot to choose from.
A lot of these feel good, yeah.
Yeah. All right, getting into it again. This is from The Gamer. This was... published 18 hours ago by Dominic Allen. At number 10, Super Mario 64 DS.
I mean, look, I'm not going to be mad at this.
Mm-hmm.
There is a lot of new content in there. Like, have you ever played 64 DS?
Not really. Like, I booted it up once on an emulator and went, no, I'm good, because it controlled weird.
So, this would have been a great recommendation to you a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
Now it's a little weird. Playing it on the 3DS is fantastic because it has an analog stick.
Okay.
So it solves the problem.
See, then that would have been the thing I would have needed out of that game.
It's not perfect because you're using an analog stick to control digital controls. But if you play with the settings a bit, you can get it to feel pretty good. The game's awesome because you get to play as Wario, Yoshi, Luigi, and Mario. They all play differently. The stars are divided up between them, where there's some stars you can only get with certain characters using their abilities.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's pretty fun. There's a bunch of added mini games and some added levels. None of them are that great, but it's a different experience for Mario 64. Some of the visuals look better than the first game. Some of them look worse than the first game.
Okay.
I love Mario 64 DS, but I wouldn't necessarily say it's like the definitive version of the game.
At number 9, we got Super Mario Advance 4, Super Mario Brothers 3. A very interesting pick. I'm surprised we forgot to bring up the Super Mario Advance stuff.
I'm not.
Yeah?
And I'm not for a very clear reason. Super Mario All-Stars is just those.
It's better.
It is those games.
Yeah.
Like, they added a couple things between all the different four Mario Advance games with Mario 2. They added a lot more challenge modes and score points and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
With Yoshi's Island, they actually added 8 new levels that were hella hard and incredibly good.
Mm-hmm.
Mario World, they pretty much didn't touch. You could play as Luigi, and he plays like you expect Luigi to play as, where back then he was just a sprite swap. And then Mario Advance 4, the reason this is on the list is because it has all the eShop, eCard
levels. Oh, the ball, yeah.
So there are like a ton of levels that are arguably some of the best 2D Mario levels we've ever had.
Mm-hmm.
You get to play with power-ups. Did you know about this? Have you done this?
I've not done this, but I know about it.
So on the Nintendo Switch Online now, all mm-hmm. those levels are just unlocked.
Yes.
So you can just go and play. You can get the cape from Mario World in Mario 3.
Oh, that I didn't know about.
Yeah.
That's really
cool stuff. So I'm not too mad about the inclusion of this specific Mario Advance entry because of the e-card levels.
Yeah. And number 8, we got Kirby Nightmare and Dream Land.
Okay, that's the one that I was thinking about, I guess.
Okay. Yeah, a remake of the NES game, Kirby's Adventure.
Yeah, I'm pretty not up to shit on Kirby. Although I was listening to the 35th anniversary concert, I think it was, of Kirby, maybe 30th.
Mm-hmm.
No, 35th must be right. Maybe 30th. And it starts off with Kirby in the Forgotten Land, the mm-hmm. absolute banger of a fucking theme song.
Hell yeah.
Come on, man. I hope we get a sequel of that.
Of the concert or of the game?
Of the game.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Could you imagine?
Oh, I just need
they have to be working on
they
it.
Have
it's
to
such
be.
A smart idea.
Yeah.
I'm sure it did well for them. At number 7, we got Metroid Zero Mission.
Hell yeah.
Makes a lot of sense.
Oh, it's so good.
And one day I'll play
it. You beat Fusion, right?
I never got around to beating it.
Oh,
no.
Okay.
It was that thing where there's too many video games.
Too much coming out.
I think I got stuck, too. And like I was like, oh, man, I got to move on to playing this other thing. At number 6, Metroid Samus Returns.
Good for them.
So some Metroid back to back. At number 5, we got Donkey Kong on the Game Boy. Donkey Kong 94.
Oh, man. That's it's weird because, like,
yeah.
Donkey Kong in the arcade, it's essentially 3 different screens that you play through, and then you just do it over and over and over and over.
Yeah.
In this game, you start with that,
that's
and then
the
it
beginning.
Just expands to so much more. So, yeah. Like, I don't know that I'd call it a remake, but fuck it. Any love this game can get, I'll support.
Is this on Switch Online?
Don't think it is.
I've never played it, but I've heard so much about
it's
it.
It's so
and
great,
I know what
man.
It is.
And you're Puzzle Poppy. Like, it's
yeah.
so for you.
I'm pretty sure I love, because I do love OG Donkey Kong also, you know, like, especially because it was in DK64.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, when we got to that level where you could finally play OG Donkey Kong, me and my sisters would congregate around the TV
yeah.
and pass the controller
it's
and
so
just
cool.
play OG Donkey Kong.
Feels special, man.
I fucking
History.
Love that game. And so I'm sure I would really enjoy Donkey Kong, the Game Boy version, but I never got it. I never had it as a kid. I had Super Mario Deluxe instead.
Oh my God, I love that.
At number 4, Pokemon Fire Red and Leaf Green.
Hell yeah, dude. Honestly, it's funny because Fire and Leaf Green were ones that I kind of missed out on when they first came out, just life-wise and money and budget and stuff,
mm-hmm.
but I've been able to experience it now because Gia just played for the first time and she played Fire Red.
Wait, you haven't experienced it until now?
I've played it on emulators.
Oh,
I've kind of fucked around, but I don't know that I've ever actually beaten Fire Red.
Okay.
Like, I mean, Red and Blue, obviously, a bazillion times.
Yeah,
Yellow,
yeah.
Let's Go. Like, I've played those games so many times, but I don't know that I've ever done a full playthrough of Fire Red or Leaf Green. But watching Gia play it and seeing, like, the endgame content, like, I didn't remember how much extra shit it is. There's this thing called the Sevii Islands that are kind of like the Orange Islands from the show. But you get to go there and catch a bunch of legendaries from later series. So it's like you get Gen 2 and Gen 3 games in Gen 1.
Yeah. I do not remember this, but I wonder. And now I'm like, fuck, that idea. I must have done it. Do they make it obvious that there's a thing to go
to? Oh, yeah.
To?
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
it's actually
it.
Integrated into the main quest.
Oh,
like, you
okay.
first go to it before you go to the Elite Four.
Yeah, I only played Pokemon Fire Red and Leaf Green once all the way through. And that was in my... Game Boy Advance emulation era.
Exactly.
Where I was playing it on my Samsung Moment Android phone in the back of class when I was like a senior in high school. And I did Emerald, followed by Fire Red and Leaf Green, followed by, I think I did Classic Gold and Silver. I don't think I ever played Heart Gold and Soul Silver, so maybe I need to get around to those.
Oh, you 100% do. Those are the best.
Well, now we're down to the top three.
All right.
We've not seen Mario All-Stars.
Link's Awakening.
We've not seen Link's Awakening. I mean, we've not seen Star Fox. I don't know if we're going to see Star Fox at this point.
We really should. It's interesting. So far, I'm proud of this list.
Yeah.
It's a lot of debatable things, but I like the debate. I don't think it's like, oh, that's fucking bullshit. It's like, okay, cool.
I agree.
This is cool.
I agree. All right. At number three, The Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time 3D.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That's might be the first one where I'm like, I don't know about that.
Yeah. I mean, from what I've seen of Ocarina of Time 3D, the assets look different, right? Like, it looks like a different, not a different game from Ocarina, but it looks like an updated, at least, like, on the art style level, which, for me, makes it a remake.
Yeah, it is. I just think that compared to some of the other games we just named, like,
yeah.
Link's Awakening is a remake, you know?
Yeah, oh, for sure.
And even Star Fox 64, it is.
They remade that
game. Yeah.
So what, that top two, we're thinking Mario All-Stars, Link's Awakening?
I don't know that Mario All-Stars is going to make it.
No?
If they included Mario Advance 4, I don't think that they include All-Stars if they do that.
What do you think is there with Link's Awakening?
I think Link's Awakening is probably number one.
I agree. I think that's number one, too.
Let's get it. Let's see.
At number two, The Legend of Zelda Link's Awakening.
Shit, okay.
So what's number one?
Hey, baby.
What if it's
Mario All-Stars.
What if it's Metroid Prime Remastered?
No. I'd be so disappointed. That would give me the eh.
Yeah.
No. I mean, Metroid Prime Remastered. Are you fucking kidding me? But like, on best Nintendo remakes with this list?
Mm-hmm. Well, let's see. At number one, Punch-Out for the Wii.
I was thinking about Punch-Out earlier. Is that a
remake?
It's so debatable.
Yeah.
It's so goddamn debatable. But at the end of the day, I'll give it to them.
Yeah.
They pretty much do all the same bits. You fight the same guys. Yeah.
Okay.
You know, it's way expanded way more, but like, sure, why not?
I'm not mad at it.
Yeah.
I don't think I ever contextualized it as a remake in my head, but when I think about it, I guess so. Yeah. Like, I'll give it to them as well.
I loved Punch-Out Wii.
I never played it.
It's fun, man.
I remember seeing the marketing for it and being like, oh, they're putting out another Punch-Out? All right, cool.
Theme song's so good.
I'm giving it a thumbs up. I think it's a good list.
Yeah. I'll give it a thumbs up as well. It's criminal to not have Mario All-Stars on it, but like we said going into it, it's like, I don't know that people think of it that way.
Yeah.
Although it is the original video game remake.
They have Super Mario, the advanced one,
yeah.
Which is basically like that's the same
one
thing.
One-fourth of that game, yeah.
Yeah, and so, hey, it is what it is.
It is what it is.
Ladies and gentlemen, what is your favorite Nintendo remake? Let us know in the comments below. Until next time, I've been Blessing. That's been Tim. Get shit on.